Essay 85, The Photon Mass. Work in UFT 244 and 245 revealed a great deal about the theory of the photon mass, so the work is summarized briefly in this essay. In 244, the usual approach to the Compton effect was reversed so that the photon mass was assumed to exist and to be finite. The basic assumption in photon mass theory is that the photon is a particle, but in standard physics it is assumed to have no mass. Compton's experiment earned him a Nobel Prize in Physics, but it was based on a massless photon. 244 shows that this assumption is the only one that leads to a constant electron mass in relativistic particle scattering theory. This turns out to be one of those illusions, and in the words of Oscar Wilde, illusion is the first of all pleasures. As soon as two particles, each with mass, are considered in the classical relativistic theory of colliding particles, the entire edifice collapses. The reasons are given in preceding essays and in 158 to 170. In the standard literature in physics, the mass of the photon is always recorded as being too small to measure. But 244 showed initially that it could be of the order of the electron mass. However, further work in UFT 244 revealed a basic flaw in the classical relativistic theory of particle scattering, a violation of the law of conservation of energy. Standard physics may prefer the pleasure of illusion to nature, but a real scientist must accept that there is something profoundly amiss with the very basics of standard physics. By now, that comes as no surprise. It is obvious that a sieve made of lead will not float on water unless it has theological overtones. In the words of Gerard Manley Hopkins, there is a golden echo of the truth about nature and the leaden echo of dogma. In 245, the usual doctrine concerning photon mass was subjected for the first time in its long history to due intellectual scrutiny. The long road to measurement of the photon mass was apparently walked at outset by Louis de Broglie, the Nobel laureate and pioneer of wave-particle dualism. He devised the first experiment to measure the photon mass. Since then, many of these experiments have assumed the validity of an off-the-cuff solution to the Broca equation, known as the Yukawa potential. This solution means that the photon mass affects, for example, the Coulomb law and the Ampere law of respectively electrostatics and magnetostatics. So many experiments have just been variations on a theme. They look for deviation from these laws, but always assume the validity of the Yukawa potential. No deviations from the Coulomb and Ampere laws have ever been found in over 200 years of investigation. So the standard physics jumps to the conclusion that the photon mass is too small to measure. This is a pleasurable illusion. The standard physics needs its zero photon mass, otherwise it is nearly meaningless. 245 shows that a photon mass of any value is compatible with the usual Leonhard-Wiechert solution of the Broca equation, one that predates the Yukawa solution by about 35 years. So the standard massless photon rests on a circular argument. It asserts that the photon mass is zero, never mind consequences, and assumes the Yukawa solution to prove that the photon mass is zero. None of its experiments prove that the photon mass is zero. If the well-known Leonhard Wiechert solutions used, as in any other part of classical electrodynamics, any photon mass becomes compatible with Coulomb and Ampère laws, or any laws of classical electrodynamics. The truth is always less pleasurable than the illusion, but the truth is that very little is known about the photon mass. Different experiments and different theories give different answers, and the worst thing is that the entire theory of classical relativistic particle scattering collapses if it is restricted to special relativity and the old quantum theory, meaning the original quantum theory. In 158 to 170, the disastrous collapse of particle theory was remedied by ECE theory to a certain extent. However, the new challenge is to remedy the violation of conservation of energy found in UFT 244 and to apply the new methods of 245 to other experiments designed to measure photon mass. It is clear already that the tables of the standard physics are an illusion. There is no reason to think that the photon mass is zero. In that case, the entire edifice of the particle theory of standard physics collapses, and with it the currently fashionable Higgs boson.